Chapter 13. And there were present certain at that time, telling him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate did mingle with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said to them, Think ye that these Galileans became sinners beyond all the Galileans, because they have suffered such things? No, I say to you, but, if ye may not reform, all ye even so shall perish. Or those 18, on whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, think ye that these became debtors beyond all men, who are dwelling in Jerusalem? No, I say to you, but, if ye may not reform, all ye in like manner shall perish. And he spake this simile, A certain one had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit in it, and he did not find. And he said unto the vine dresser, Lo, 3 years I come seeking fruit in this fig tree, and do not find, cut it off, why also the ground doth it render useless? And he answering saith to him, Sir, suffer it also this year, till that I may dig about it, and cast in dung. And if indeed it may bear fruit, and if not so, thereafter thou shalt cut it off. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And lo, there was a woman having a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bowed together, and not able to bend back at all. And Jesus having seen her, did call her near, and said to her, Woman, thou hast been loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid on her his hands, and presently she was set upright, and was glorifying God. And the chief of the synagogue answering, much displeased that on the Sabbath Jesus healed, said to the multitude, 6 days there are, in which it behoveth us to be working, in these, then, coming, be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Then the Lord answered him, and said, Hypocrite, doth not each of you on the Sabbath loose his ox, or ass from the stall, and having led away, doth water it? And this one, being a daughter of Abraham, whom the adversary bound, lo, 18 years, did it not behove to be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And he saying these things, all who were opposed to him were being ashamed, and all the multitude were rejoicing over all the glorious things that are being done by him. And he said, To what is the reign of God like? And to what shall I liken it? It is like to a grain of mustard, which a man having taken, did cast into his garden, and it increased, and came to a great tree, and the fowls of the heavens did rest in its branches. And again he said, To what shall I liken the reign of God? It is like leaven, which a woman, having taken, did hide in 3 measures of meal, till that all was leavened. And he was going through cities and villages, teaching, and making progress toward Jerusalem. And a certain one said to him, Sir, are those saved few? And he said unto them, Be striving to go in through the strait gate, because many, I say to you, will seek to go in, and shall not be able. From the time the master of the house may have risen up, and may have shut the door, and ye may begin without to stand, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us, and he answering shall say to you, I have not known you whence ye are. Then ye may begin to say, We did eat before thee, and did drink, and in our broad places thou didst teach. And he shall say, I say to you, I have not known you whence ye are, depart from me, all ye workers of the unrighteousness. There shall be there the weeping, and the gnashing of the teeth, when ye may see Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, in the reign of God, and yourselves being cast out without. And they shall come from east, and west, and from north, and south, and shall recline in the reign of God. And lo, there are last, who shall be first, and there are first, who shall be last. On that day there came near certain Pharisees, saying to him, Go forth, and be going on hence, for Herod doth wish to kill thee. And he said to them, Having gone, say to this fox, Lo, I cast forth demons, and perfect cures today, and tomorrow, and the third day I am being perfected. But it behoveth me today, and tomorrow, and the day following, to go on, because it is not possible for a prophet to perish out of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that is killing the prophets, and stoning those sent unto her, how often did I will to gather together thy children, as a hen her brood under her wings, and ye did not will. Lo, your house is being left to you desolate, and verily I say to you, ye may not see me, till it may come, when ye may say, Blessed is he, who is coming in the name of the Lord.